We're talking about last week maturing in the supply of the Spirit. And the Lord has showed me some more things. I have to spread out here. But we say to you, Paul was in a bad condition in this verse, naturally. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me in prayer a few minutes ago, he says, what happened is, to a large degree, and see, can you identify with this? When we're talking about maturing in the supply of the Spirit, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about the same Spirit that Jesus was operating under. Yes, but see, can you see this now? What have happened, religion and tradition has an emotion, has given us a substitute,
yes, sir,
for the supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And so there are times you think you're functioning in the Spirit,
yes, sir,
but you're functioning in the substitute. So if you're functioning in the substitute, it means that you're not functioning in the substance.
Right.
Write that down. Write it down.
On,
see? See, substitute and substance is not the same thing. The Holy Spirit supply actually supports to enable you to live on top of the world. Because of your contact,
uh-huh,
with the other world,
yes,
that is greater than this world.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of our prayer life and a lot of our study is not bringing forth to fruition as it should, because we have to have a clear understanding of the supply of the Spirit.
Right.
Now, we're going. I know we dealt with about four on last session, and I told you it seemed like the disciples was stronger even after Jesus left.
Uh-huh. That's something else.
But he sent the Holy Spirit to them,
right,
to make them strong as he,
yes,
is.
Right. Right.
All right. Now this scripture, and I'm going to read a little further in this scripture tonight, because I want you to see something. Because without the supply of the Spirit, your expectations are weak.
Uh-huh.
Without the supply of the Spirit, your hope is weak. Without the supply of the Spirit properly, your boldness is weak. So when you're supposed to take something by force, you can't take it if you don't have the right supply of the Spirit. Now you can talk that talk. And you now even we have, oh my, we have unbeknownly substituted scriptures for the supply of the Spirit. Now, scriptures are a supplier of the Spirit, according to John 6:63.
Yeah.
But if you don't watch yourself, scriptures are taken and spoken, but they are not functioning.
Uh-huh.
Remember Jesus said, search the scripture?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Meaning you think you,
that's right,
have life, but they testify of me, and you won't come to me.
Come on.
And when he said, the only way to come to him usable power is in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So now you can see the pile of religion,
uh-huh,
the pile of tradition,
uh-huh,
the pile of doctrine,
yes, sir,
the pile of mode of service in church.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has a tendency to refuse fresh.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
See, the supply of the Spirit really means more of the Spirit in operation.
Yes, sir.
So even when you talk about being filled with the Spirit, you're talking about being filled with a fresh supply.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fresh supply.
That you can operate in another dimension.
Uh-huh.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, religion will lock you down the routine. Regular. See, there are rims that God wants his children to function in, and he wants all mankind to know they're different. You ready for that? Now you have to listen, but I'm going to take you someplace tonight. Now, in Philippians chapter 1, you there? Philippians chapter 1. Don't be nowhere else. Be there. Paul explained how he overcome and how he overcame situations and circumstances. He says, for I know, 19th verse, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Now here we got salvation. Now we got to have a better understanding of salvation. Salvation means, I heard another word. Salvation means solution. Salvation means this is already solved. Can't you fight better if you know something already solved? It means deliverance, and you know that. But he said, turn to my salvation through your prayer. Talking about prayer. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And the what?
Supply.
What supply mean?
Flow.
All right, a flow. One say a flow. Who else? What supply mean?
Provision.
Uh-huh. So the Holy Spirit is our divine provider.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So we move into, as we understand the supply of the Spirit, we move into divinity.
Come on, sir.
We become partakers. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Of God's ability. See, you designed for that.
Yes, sir.
You designed to function in God's ability.
Yes, sir.
God's ability is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You heard me?
Yes.
God's ability is the Holy Ghost. You can say what you want. You can call it what you want. God's ability is the Holy Ghost. It's divine ability. It has no impossibility. And so you're not going to ever live if you don't recognize that he who dwells on the inside of you has no impossibility. And the supply of the Spirit is to pass no impossibility onto you. You got it? Come on. See, the supply of the Spirit, when you say I'm filled of the Holy Ghost, you full of possibility. No program can stop you. None of the enemy principles can stop you. You see, the supply of the Spirit program you for miracles, for signs and wonders. And for lack of a better word, to live an abnormal life. Because when you start moving in the Spirit, religious folks think you're freakish. Because you're constantly pulling blessing out of a head that didn't look like it had nothing in it. That go too pacifier. So see this now. See, I'm going to read. For I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, that's the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Jesus, last week, we found out Jesus functioned, flowed, and forced things to happen by the Spirit. Function, flowed, and forced things to happen by the Spirit. You remember we read? That he was full of the Holy Ghost. He was led by the Spirit. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And he got in that wilderness and the devil tried to attack him. He used the sword of the Spirit.
Yes,
now, your supply of the Spirit will determine how much you can use the sword of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
If the Spirit is not breathing on the word, you will say it in vain. Now, I want you to say something. Now, I don't know how you're going to handle this, but you need to say it to somebody if you got to say it to yourself. this is the turning point in my life.
This is the turning point in my life. Yes, sir.
Yes, now, just listen. I'm just listen. I only have an hour tonight. Listen. This is a turning point. You turn that pacifier loose. You turn that Bible loose. And you step on top of religion and tradition and what anybody else think. That's another problem. What somebody else think about you. It don't make no difference what they think. What God think. And so we got to stop being held back because different coming. But it's actually going back to the book of Acts. All right, let's read the next verse. Now, I'm going to read the next verse because I've got to go in the next verse. The Holy Spirit showed me something in the next verse. He says, verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ should be magnified, not in my spirit, he ain't in nobody's soul, in my body, whether it be life or death. And the supply of the Spirit is the thing that bring that forth. Okay. Now let's look at another scripture that I'm trying to make adjustment in the spirit world. Ephesians 6:18.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 6:18.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because there's a word in there called supplication.
Right.
And I believe bumping up on supply.
Right there.
From another dimension.
Right.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Now notice this. Supplication in the Spirit. Now anytime you see the Spirit or in the Spirit or by the Spirit, you're talking about either desiring to or functioning in a supply of the Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit has been left out to a certain degree.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we get a little tickling, a little tingling, but
right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about tearing down strongholds. See, I'm not talking about no tingling. I ain't talking about feeling good. I'm talking about fighting a good fight.
Yes, sir.
And so here, your expectation, your hope, your boldness, and your magnification all depend upon the supply of the Spirit. If you're going to magnify God with your life, not only with your body, but with your whole deal, you're going to have understand the supply of the Spirit. So praying all with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I believe that's a supply. Now listen. Jude 19.
Yes, sir.
Jude 19. Because what happened, if you don't know how to flow in the Spirit, you're going to be a Christian flowing in the flesh thinking you are in the Spirit.
Right.
And getting whooped at every turn.
Every turn. Yes, sir.
See, this ain't about my church now.
Yes,
this ain't about my religion. This is not about Baptist, Catholic, a word of faith, or none of this now. This is about the Word. This is about you yielding to a real supply of the Spirit that you can function in an anointing that don't have to break the yoke can't be built.
Come on, sir.
You understand? The circumstances, the circumstance can't even come.
Yes, sir.
You get to the position that circumstance are afraid of you. They was afraid of Jesus. And Jesus gave us the same. Now the Holy Spirit is a person.
Yes, sir.
He's a personality. He has a personality.
Yes, sir.
But we sometimes, I don't want to get it mixed up. He give us energy in the Spirit. He give us fuel, supernatural fuel. But I don't want to get it mixed up. He's a person. He's not fuel. He's not energy. He's God.
He's God. Right.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
now, if you don't have a supply in the Spirit, this voice answers. Look at this voice. If you're not, you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you don't have, look at that voice. If you don't have a supply in the Spirit, what happened? What happened? You're going to try to contact God with your senses. And Satan's going to beat your head off with scriptures in your hand because God is a spirit.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
You turn the supply down for a song. These be they who separate themselves sensual. What? What they say, Nate? Now, you say you can't tell me I don't have the Spirit. You got him, but he might not be doing nothing. Because you have to cooperate with him. Right? And if you don't know dimension, if you don't know something I'm trying to teach you now to rise your level up of how to yield to that supply. Are you following me? We're talking about the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That supply, you can take that supply and move in dimension that you never could move in. But let's go back to the substitute. See? Judging don't mean you got a supply of the Spirit. Falling out don't mean you got no supply. You fell as the devil and got up as the devil, somebody said, you know. You got to have something happening on the inside of you. Now, our text begin with prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Watch the 20th verse now. Go to the 20th verse. You know this verse. Right. But now, let's take it in the context in what we studied.
Right.
Praying in the Spirit is a mode of supplying the Spirit. When you pray in tongue, your supply should increase.
Yes, sir.
So you should become more bolder, more clearer in what you have to do. You should have enlightenment plus empowerment. Because the supply is increasing. The flesh is decreasing. Are you following me? See, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So when you praying in the Spirit, you're pumping a supply in your spirit being. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13 now. Because one of the supplies of the Spirit is the Spirit of faith. I'm getting ahead of myself because I got to come back to the Spirit of truth. I got to get the Spirit of truth, but the Spirit of faith, let's go to the Spirit of faith, since it lined up right here. We having the same Spirit of faith. In other words, my faith has increased from the normal measure.
Yes, sir.
Romans 12:3 should give every man D measure faith. But when you know how to let the Spirit supply your faith, you move from a normal faith person to operating in the Spirit of faith. Look what it says about we're having the same Spirit of faith according as it's written, all right? I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So I mean just believe it and speak it and receive it. See, that's the Spirit of faith. Now, Jude was talking about building yourself on your most holy faith. But all of that, I'm telling you, it's like strength being put in an eagle's wing by God. You are an eagle. You're not a buzzard and you're not a crow. You're an eagle. And you're supposed to be know how to lock your wings and fly over a situation that telling you you're not going to make it. Stretch your wings out. Stretch your wings out. Put your arms out. Don't be scared. See, the spirit world asks you to do things that are not normal. Now, this is not normal in a church. They see us, they say, what they doing? We're locking out. Some of y'all won't put your arms out. We're locking our wings with supplies of the Spirit. When the eagle fly over trouble. All right, that's good. So if you find yourself getting tense, you leave here. You leave here tonight and find yourself Friday dealing with something that trying to test you out. Remind the enemy. I'm an eagle. I'm the Sam Eagle that rose from the dead on the third day. You can't hold me down no longer. Mount up on wing like an eagle. Now that's not normal. You sitting in the courtroom. Look like things not going your way. They don't know what you're doing. Take that thing to the court of heaven. Where the real Supreme Court is. All right, let's go to work. Come on, sit down. Let's go to work. Yeah, my God. Yeah, my God. All right. All right. Let me see what way I want to go. Go to John's Gospel. John's Gospel. We're going to deal with something in the 14th chapter, the 15th chapter, and the 16th chapter. And I hope the Holy Spirit can pull some, like, let him pull something. I know he can if I just get out of the way and let him pull it out. You say something got in your house and trying to tear your family up? Huh? What you gonna do? Now, I want you to think of supply of the Spirit when you do that.
Yes, sir.
Man, that, my goodness. All right, in John 15, verse 26. It says, but when the Comforter is come, now we know that's prophetical, he's here now, whom I will send you from the Father, he have already sent him. Now I want you to underline this because you're going to see it three times. Even the Spirit of what?
Truth.
The Spirit of truth. You need a supply all the time of the Spirit of truth. The enemy going to lie to you with scriptures. That's what he did, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Matthew 4.
Yeah, yeah, yes, sir.
See, the enemy never come to you with a bastard spirit. He going to come to you like he blessed. He going to try to use scriptures. But if you operating with a supply of the Spirit of truth, every lie that comes above the goal. And an anointing come with the bubble.
Yes, sir.
I believe it.
Come on, sir.
Now that's living on top of the world.
Yeah.
See, living on top of the world mean that I have contact with heaven that caused the world to bow when I walk. See, y'all nice little Christian. No, I'm talking about getting out the box, boy. I'm talking about what? Everybody else coming out the box. This world needs to know who we really are. And affirm a constant supply of the Spirit, and you know what's going on. You got a flow going on. A flow of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
See, this has something to do with the fruits of the Spirit. This has something to do with the gift of the Spirit. This has something to do with the arm of God. See, that supply of the Spirit is the nitty gritty. Jesus wouldn't go in ministry. Remember last week? Jesus wouldn't do an ounce of ministry until he was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Then each episode in his life from that day forward was based on his supply of the Spirit. See, understand this. Without a supply of the Spirit, understanding, your prayer is not doing much. I know it hurt. Because nothing moved God but the Holy Ghost. Because God is the Holy Ghost. See, God be moving himself through Jesus. God, yeah, he be moving himself. See, God, the only one can move him. So he moved. See, he be moving himself through the Spirit. Are you following me? So God, the supply of the Spirit is God supplying himself for you to have proper contact with him. After tonight, you're going to have a few cases you want to work on. You understand? We're talking about maturing in the supply of the Spirit. Knowing how to receive that supply properly. Knowing that it's divine. Knowing that it's supernatural. Knowing that it's full of doing the impossible. A lot of promotion that had been held back from you before this hour will not no longer be able to be held back. God will touch men's heart on your behalf. Not that they want to do it, they're going to have to do it. See, the supply of the Spirit is put you in another category, it puts you in another world, it puts you in another position. That is not normal, that we've been robbed of it by substitutes. Remember that word substitute? When the substitute look real, the substance never come. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance. I don't want no substitute, I want substance. I don't want to come here and clap my hand and go back home and catch hell, don't know how to deal with it. You get on your knees and say, God, I need a greater supply here. This thing, I'm puzzled about this thing. I don't know why this keeps happening to me over and over again. I need you to give me an enlightenment supply. And while you're saying it, send me some empowerment. Then while you're saying it, send me some enforcement. Send me some angels to help me with this. See, angels are ministering spirit. So they in the spirit world. So if you in the substitute world, you don't even know the angels there. You're standing, no angels, standing right by you, saying, let me handle it. But the angel said, if you don't get in the spirit, I can't help you. The angel can't help your flesh. So the reason a lot of people don't have ministry, angel ministering, they're too far over in the flesh. Now, I'm saying it because I want to be shocking. With scripture. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to have a lot of dreams and a lot of visitation. And you pause and you let the Holy Spirit, or supply the Spirit, unravel that for you. Don't go ask nobody else about it because they're going to go to prophesying and saying stuff, they don't even know what they're talking about. Just wait on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
If the Lord shows you the vision, he ought to show you the interpretation. That's how people get locked in cults. You let people talk to them, lay hand on them too much, speak in their life too much. Don't let all them people be laying hand. I got a word for you and all that stuff. Man. You no. Man, call you the other day, some bishop. He got a word. He ain't got no word for me. I don't know him. Had two ladies come to my office one time. I said, won't talk to you. I said, all right. I knew both of them. I know they're kind of spiritual, you know. And they said, we got a word. No, baby, you ain't got a word for me. Get up. I heard all my words this morning. I was in prayer. Now, I know when a real word coming out. Don't get me wrong. I've had people speak over my life, and all of it came to pass. Got a whole big stack of books, just like this. I got a guy who spoke on my apostleship. I don't even know who he is. I was the speaker for that Thursday night, and he said, back in 94, I think, or something like that, he said, now, this man has an apostolic anointing.
Yep, accurate.
And he said, accurate. He said he's going to have ministers to train in apostleship.
Yep.
I mean, it's coming to pass today. The other man spoke about the money coming. He didn't say money coming, but he said, I'm going to have a local ministry and a worldwide ministry, and they want conflict.
Right.
See why you're seeing them jets in there.
See the
jet, yeah, consolidated. The jet able me to move,
yes.
Like
yes.
I'm going to Gonzales.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Drive
Lord
back.
God.
See, and I get back on Sunday morning.
Yes.
All right, let me give you a few seals that the Lord gave me. I've been off the seals for a while, but the supply seal, supplying the Spirit. You need to write these down. I'm gonna get to the other scripture. It mean having divine connection and ongoing contact with the realm of the Spirit. Did you hear me? You want me to say it again? No, it's your cousin. She move her head a little bit. Having divine, see, they don't have it on the board because they don't get this now. Having divine connection and ongoing contact with the realm of the Spirit. Let that sink in. Now you got it? You wrote it down?
Yes, sir.
Look at it, because I want it to sink in. So you got to get the Holy Ghost supply. It's like, you know, putting fuel in your tank. See, connection and contact.
Yes, sir.
Connection and contact.
Yes, sir.
Ongoing connection and contact.
Yes, sir.
With the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
With the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
With all possibilities.
Yes, sir.
Now, remember now, the substitute waiting on you over here.
Right.
I've been to church. I go to church all the time. No, you're supposed to receive something when you come here. You're supposed to leave here different if you don't close the valve. Knowing a lot of scriptures, I find out, is dangerous. Because people don't, they're not listening, they're trying to preach. I met two ladies today. I'm going to get back to my left. Two ladies today, I was sitting in a room with two new ladies. And I was just coming down to the office, coming down here tonight. I said, them women had no idea what I could have said to them.
Right.
It was right here,
right.
About to come out,
right.
But they were closed.
They
had no idea. They don't have no idea what God was about to say to them. But they don't know how to receive. Some of y'all don't know how to receive. You're sitting up here, you're not listening. You just think I'm talking. I got a nice little suit on or something like this, talking. You're just a nice little man. No, I'm digging in your life. You're not here by no accident. We're talking about, you know when we're talking about the highest subject that can be talked about, the supply of the Spirit? You have to honor God. You can't sit here and think you above this.
Right.
You have to honor God. God, thank you that I'm here.
Thank you that
to
I'm
hear
here.
Your word.
Hear your word.
That you can speak to me.
Yeah.
That I'm not going
to
be this way all my life.
Thank you, sir.
I'm about to overcome some of this stuff.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I receive. Yes, sir. That's $2,000 right there. Now, you ready? I believe I'm going to go down this line a little bit. Receiving and releasing beyond the natural capacity.
Yes, sir.
That's what the supply of the Spirit is. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Receiving and releasing beyond the natural capacity. We are not a Mason. We are not a 4-H club. We are not a sorority. We are the body of Christ. We are not the 4-H club. We are not the Cattlemen Association. We have the ability to move mountains when we talk to them. If this is not clear here, I don't know what I can tell you. First Corinthians, this is not clear. I'm going to make that seal, I'm going to say that seal over. Because I want you to see this. I feel an anointing coming up on me. Ah, I'll do what you want to do, Holy Spirit. I yield to you. Sir, I yield to you. I salute you. I salute you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, help us. Help this church to grow. Help these men and women. Help us to live long and strong in authority, in dominion, full of joy, full of peace, full of happiness, no matter what's going on around us. We know the supply has the solution. But my God shall supply all my need. Through the Spirit. All right. First Corinthians. Now we're going receiving and releasing beyond what? Say it again. Say it. Now notice what's first. See, what happened is there's a whole lot of trying to release and have not received. And they're still in the natural. But when you receive the supply of the Spirit and then release, you go beyond the natural capacity. That's why miracles, signs, and wonders, the dead be raised, and things happen out of the ordinary. You see? Because you look normal, but you're functioning in another realm. Instead of religion now, you're operating in revelation. Instead of just thinking about receiving for yourself, you're ready to release on somebody else. That's what the Father wants. That's maturity, you see. That's maturity. Can I help somebody? I'm in prayer right now. We've got Samaritan Praise, the Mercy Ship, Ron Hart Barker with his evangelism, and the Voice of the Jews. God said, who will bless the Jews get blessed. So we send money to them. I raised it all up yesterday. And now my wife and I are praying about, you got to be real. You got to let the Holy Spirit lead you. But I want to feed a lot of people. And the people that can't make it, go. I want to send some money. But I got to hear from the Lord. Those four, I heard from the Lord. It took me a long time, but I heard from the Lord. And so we ain't on this. Our tithes and our offering ain't on that now. And that's why the blessing come back. Oh, my. All right, now listen. You know these scriptures, but don't shut down on me. Because receiving and releasing beyond the natural capacity. Now unto him that is able to do. Exceedingly, abundantly, above. Look at all that. All that we ask to think, according to the power that works in us. What is that?
That's the Spirit.
Ah! Supply of the Spirit. Don't you say nothing else. Love, faith, peace, they are all supply of the Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my friend. Let me say this. When you need it, the Holy Ghost will play your movie and you'll be the star. Y'all didn't get that. Huh?
That's crazy. That's awesome.
He will do whatever it takes if you let him. To always cause you to win. Now I want you from this night forward, I want you to talk with him. Because he's a person, and we have been talking to Jesus and been talking to God, but we won't talk to the Holy Ghost because we think they're jealous. They're not jealous, they're all one. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Holy Spirit, teach me what the Father is saying to me. Holy Spirit, I will live in your strength today. My enemy getting close. Holy Spirit, build a supernatural wall around me. My family is going through a test and things like it going wrong. Holy Spirit, help us to come together. Glue this family with some divine glue. Oh, yeah. You know, did they name that glue Crazy Glue? Boy, you glue something with crazy glue. It's a stick partner. Anybody ever use crazy glue? Huh? Well, I'm trying to put some crazy glue on you right now. Because see, other people are going to call you crazy. See, and you're on your front porch and talking to somebody and nobody else around you. Then you throw your hand up to hallelujah. Do everything they want to do in this world. Why can't I praise my God? I told you about John Osteen on the elevator with that man. They're just cussing. John was there when he was living. John bold, you know. And John said he finished cussing. Said, now it's my turn. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pray. He raised his hand and said, them guys was tense, boy. They didn't know what to do. But he wasn't ashamed of his God. They had praised their God. Don't hide your Bible when your ugly cousin come to visit you. Put it out there where they can see it. Oh, shut up. 1 Corinthians 2. Now we're talking about getting out this natural capacity. This natural. Somebody gonna help me with this word. Substitutionary capacity. All right, huh? We got to get out of this. We got to get out of this, and you can't get out of it with religion, routine, rituals, regular church service. You need a rhema. You need a revelation. You need to step off in another realm. You need to function in the force of righteousness. I got a right to be healed. I got a right to stop pinching every day trying to get by. I got the right to have more than enough. Ah! 4:19 to tell you, your supply is in the spirit. Anytime you're talking about God doing something, it's a spiritual thing. For my God shall supply. My God shall supply. Where you making him get the supply from? The supply going to come out of the spirit realm and manifest in the earth realm, or make somebody who got something you got to have bring it to you. I'm sitting in my office. This man come with 600 acres of land. This man said, tell your daddy I'll finance it. Almost like pay like you want. When this community look up, a lot of people who didn't want us to have it, too late. It's in this church name. Already. They offer $2 million. Don't build nothing on it. I refuse. You can't bribe God. What is $2 million? You come here trying to hold this whole thing up. I don't know what God want to do. He told me to land his plan. And he's going to let you take it out for $2 million? Get off my porch, boy. All right, come on. First Corinthians 2. All right, now this is very important. I'm going to read this because I'm starting at the ninth verse. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Now, the receiving and releasing, I'm going to try to give you two more. Beyond the natural capacity. Now, anytime you look like you're losing, you're still in the natural capacity. Keep praying, keep praising, and let the supply get greater. All right? He'll never let you down. All right. The ninth voice. See, now the supply of the Spirit has something to do with this voice. But as it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither enter into the heart of man the things. Come on, Claire. What God have what? What's the hindrance here? What's the hindrance in this ninth voice? What's the hindrance? What? Not a what? Not love? No. Uh-uh. What's the hindrance? What's the hindrance in the ninth voice? What? Natural capacity. Yeah. Natural capacity. Let's say it another way now. Don't have a supply of the Spirit to show you what's already yours. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God. Come on, go back to Ephesians 1:3 and we're going to hold that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all what? So if you don't have a supply of the Spirit, you cannot function in spiritual blessing. Come on now, go back to Ephesians 1:3. Y'all sitting there faking me. Go back to Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father. You see it, Ron? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. So past tense, so the blessing's already out. With all spiritual blessing. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Spiritual blessing. So in order for me to function in spiritual blessing, I have to have a rightful spiritual supply, which is the Holy Ghost supplying me with the insight, the revelation, the perception, the discernment, the faith, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that I can operate as another man, another woman. But if I'm dancing in a substitute, I'll never walk in the supply. Dancing in a substitute, faking it. Quoting the scripture. But no manifestation. Give me some water quickly. No manifestation. That night voice, look at it again. That night voice is based on the fact that there is not an ample, let's say the word. Ample. Yes. Supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm listening to the talk. When you don't have an ample supply of the Spirit, you can't even apply for what you see. Why? Satan has ankles on the flesh that cannot go into the Spirit. It's the supply of the Spirit that break those flesh ankles that holding you to be a normal Christian when God wants you to fly like an eagle. It's flesh ankles. Got the best part of the body of Christ. They think they're in the Spirit, but they're held on by flesh ankles because they won't leap. They won't leap. You got to sometimes leap in midair because the Spirit told you to do it. Not because you slept and you ate a lot of stuff. I'm talking about the Spirit told you to do it. We wouldn't be here tonight if I didn't leap off some tall building. When God told me leap, I leaped. My wife can tell you, I didn't know how it was going to get high, but I leaped. He told me to do it. Every time. You saw it. Every time. I mean, Rhonda come out. I've been told, Rhonda told, it was building this church. Rhonda said, Miss Carolyn, this bill, you're $237,000. Carolyn said, that's fine. Come get the check. Rhonda came in. Because we were going to another level, you see. We built this church cash. I don't know where all the money from. God sent the money. I never worry myself about no money.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I'm trying to get you.
Yes, sir.
Now let's go to the next voice.
Yes, sir.
Go to the 10th voice.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Here's a supply of the Spirit. A proper supply of the Spirit. Philippians 1:19. Paul said, the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, you got to have a supply of the Spirit. Tell the person next to you, you got to have a supply of the Spirit. If you're going to get anywhere in life, you're going to have a supply of the Spirit. You cannot be playing around with this anymore. Get them religious folks off your phone. And stop them from texting you that mess. Look at the 10th verse. 10th verse jump into another, leap into another realm. We're leaping into another realm. You have the ability to leap in another realm. You understand me? Y'all listening to me? You have the ability at any given moment because you're born of God's Spirit, you have the ability to leap into another realm. Listen, where Satan can leap. And he's a supernatural being. But your supernaturalness is greater than his. But you have to stir up the gift in you. So without the supply of the Spirit, your faith weak. Without the supply of the Spirit, your hope weak. Without the supply of the Spirit, your expectation weak. Without the supply of the Spirit, now you have the potential and you've been supplied with the provision. But are you going to put it to practice? That's my job. That's what I'm telling you tonight. Now I don't trust you by yourself. I trust the Holy Ghost to remind you of what I'm saying to you. See, God didn't send me out here by myself. And the meeting is not over when the bell rings. Because the same Holy Ghost in me teaching you, you got the same Holy Ghost. He gonna remind you when you need it. He gonna remind you who you really are with a proper supply of the Spirit. Now watch the shift then. But God has revealed them unto our flesh, to our senses, to our academic, to our psychology, sociology. By his what? Spirit. For what? For what? For who? For who? Who do it? What do he do? Where, how far he go? Ooh, Lord. You heard that? What kind of things are God? Deep things of God. The Holy Spirit can take you anywhere God go. When you need it, the Holy Spirit can take you deep enough to find God on it. You must not live by suggestion. You must begin to live by special truth. The Holy Ghost will take you to special. What I said?
Special
truth. Truth. Truth tailor-made for you in that situation. He'll do it every time. He'll do it every time. The Holy Spirit, the supply of the Spirit, always take you to the tailor shop.
Always.
That's good, sir. Amen.
The Holy Spirit never go on the rack. It's personal. He made that answer just for you. Give me them pacifier. You know them baby, suck that pacifier. Baby, you ain't getting none out of that shit. I just like... They got a lot of that in the church. And don't let them get a bottle. Oh, Lord, if they didn't ride, then they got, you know 10 scriptures? Then they used to have them glass bottles, you drop it, it'd break. But now they bounce back up so they could pick it back up. But the Spirit, let me try to, but the Spirit, come on with me, you with me? All right, but then got out of the flesh in the Spirit. Huh?
Yes,
got out of Satan territory in God's territory.
Yes.
You see, God take you so deep that Satan can't go there. I've been dealing with stuff and I got praying in the Spirit and got so deep in the Spirit and look around Satan. What is surrender? I can't go no further. I'm going to have to go somewhere else. Because he don't want to be there when I come back up. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. I mean, verse 10. The Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. What man knows the things of a man, that is, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. See, it's all spiritual. It's all talking about the Spirit, see. Supply the Spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You see that? Which things also we speak not in word, which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, supplying. See, Holy Ghost teaches. He's supplying. He's supplying divine, supernatural wisdom, information. And that's why you got to be in the Spirit, because when the Holy Spirit starts supplying information, you're going to have to be on the right station. You're going to tune in, because you're not going to follow him. You can't follow him in your senses. You can't follow him in the natural. That's why he talks sometimes in a code language, but it's a spiritual code. So you got to be in a position where I trust him. Man, wisdom teaches you, but what the Holy Ghost teaches you, comparing, well, that is. Uh-huh. Comparing what?
Spirit.
With what?
Spirit.
Now, I'll let you to verse 14.
Yes, sir.
Verse 14 is in teaching. I'm going to train ministers. You need evidence.
Right.
Evidence.
Yes, sir.
You need witnesses.
Right.
And you had to come up with a verdict.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm coming up with a verdict here in verse 14. There's a verdict on this whole teaching. Because if you don't have a supply of the Spirit, that's where you're going to be. Praying, reading scripture, making decrees, quoting the word of God, but you still haven't opened up for the supply of the Spirit. See. You can't talk to people any kind of way and pray. You grieve the Holy Spirit. You can't be gossiping, talking about everybody. Then you'll get on your knees, talking about God. You know, you're a good God. God ain't hearing you. You have to repent. God is not no bellhop. He's the sovereign God. He got there. You got to do. To please God. Y'all follow me? Oh my time up. Let me read his voice. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him. For the preaching of the cross are foolishness to those who perish. But to us who believe is the power of God. See, us who believe is in the Spirit. Neither can he know them because they are spirits of the Son. One for the road. When we receive the Spirit supply, like we're doing, talk about tonight, properly, humbly, we will have comfort that is beyond measurement. Beyond normal comfort. Because the Holy Ghost is a comforter. And I'll take back up because I started with the Spirit of truth tonight and the Spirit of faith. You remember?
Yes, sir.
You got the Spirit of access, Spirit of promise. I'm ready to give it. Everybody stand up. And write Acts 9:31 with that.
Yes,
having comfort that is beyond measurement, walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost by the supply of the Spirit. When you know how to receive the supply of the Spirit, you can walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hand and praise God for a few minutes. Thank you for what you heard. Let it go down in you. Thank you, Father, for your word. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 I'm yielding to the supply of the Holy Spirit.
Train me,
to tame me,
take me places
where I can't go myself.
I'm born of God's Spirit.
I'm full of God's Spirit.
And I'm going to let it multiply.
I'm going to take out my life.
What don't supposed to be in my life.
God designed me
to be a winner.
Thank God tonight.
I'm filled with the precious Holy Spirit.
And I'm receiving a full supply.
Therefore,
I have wisdom.
I have knowledge.
I have understanding.
I have discernment.
I have love.
I have peace.
I have joy.
I have long suffering.
I have gentleness.
I have meekness.
I have faith.
I have goodness.
Moving in me right now.
Moving in my home.
Moving in all my family members.
Right now.
They are blessed.
Because I'm blessed.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you may be seated and lift your hand for your tithe and offering.